Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio and I'm Nia Kaysen. Extensive strikes today in France. A national interprofessional interunion strike involving 170 processions is expected today. The main demand of the demonstrators is an increase of wages, allowances and retirement pensions. The education, public service and transport sectors will be on strike, among other professions. Disruptions are to be expected, especially in public transport. Also striking today are EDF employees. The state has asked EDF to sell its electricity at a lower price to its competitors in a bid to limit the rise in energy prices that impact the budget of households and businesses. The deputies have voted for the ability to change one's surname more easily. The bill was adopted at the first reading in the Assemblée Nationale with 49 votes for and 5 votes against. The text aims to simplify the procedures for taking, for example, the family name of one's mother rather than that of one's father. Also in the news, several people have been arrested, particularly in the Lyon region, as part of an investigation into the trafficking of false health passes. And 62,000 falsified documents have been found. Three of the parties are suspected of having assumed the identity of 35 doctors throughout France to create fraudulent certificates. The Ukrainian crisis and NATO's outstretched hand towards Russia. Member countries have sent written proposals to Moscow to try to continue the dialogue. But NATO has also prepared for the worst, specifies the Secretary General of the alliance. Westerners are increasing arms deliveries to Ukraine in anticipation of a Russian attack. And finally, victory of the Blues last night in the Handball Euro against Denmark. The French kept a cool head and won 30 goals to 29. This means the Blues qualify for the semi-finals and will face Sweden tomorrow night. Denmark lost the match but still qualified and will meet Spain in the semi-finals. You've been listening to The Morning News and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.